Hey, if it's Monday, that cheerful voice on the phone would have to be Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art every Monday, right here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. It's a great sunny week for art, of course, in our Northland area. Last week, I was remiss to mention an exhibition that opened, but luckily for all of us, it is up on view through September. And that is Jonathan Thunder's Suspension of Disbelief at the Duluth Art Institute. Jonathan Thunder, of course, is an artist who lives here locally, but is nationally known. He has created a whole series of canvases that he calls animated canvases. So he's using a lot of different media tools to create and share his vision. And he's using the Corridor Gallery at the Duluth Art Institute almost as sort of a project space to explore how these different tools he can use to see his vision through. So a lot of folks who are familiar with Jonathan's work know that he brings in elements of, you know, his obsession with comic books, his traditional mythology, that he sort of combines the two into these fantastical beings and stories and creatures. One of my favorite canvases of his references art history. So he has all these great pieces that he's pulling together, and then these animated canvases really are what they sort of see. You recognize some of his paintings, but then they're moving. It's almost like he's also referencing our obsession with gifts in our culture, but in this very it's in another plane. He talks a lot about in his work the surreal, and sort of operating outside of our normal spaces. So there's still sort of one foot in our real reality. But then he's taking it to a whole different level. So he will be talking about that in September, so I'll talk about it again in September, but definitely that's one to get down and see. And then I wanted to mention Marlene Wisery is a phenomenal. She's a photographer. She is an artist in our region. She has been active for quite some time, and she has an exhibition at the McRosty Art Center. And the McRosty is doing just fabulous work, and it's not too far of a drive. You know, you can stop at the lake on the way, or one of the many lakes on the way, out to see Marlene Wisery's exhibition called The Cost of Living. And I first saw one of the pieces that she did in this series maybe 4 years ago. It was part of the Arrowhead Regional Biennial. And she has been taking her relatives, as all of us have to deal at some time with the things that relatives leave behind when they leave this world. And Marlene has taken, you know, check stubs from, you know, something that would normally just go through the shredder. She's taken and she's done origami. She did this just really poignant piece where she took old check stubs from her, I believe it was her father, and made origami pressed shirts 7 days of the week, each one a check stub. And it's just, she has them beautifully done. It's a way of, you know, thinking about how our life, you know, we touch things in our life, and then she's going back and touching them as an artist. And it's just, they're absolutely beautiful, absolutely striking. They really make you think about life, memory, and the things that we leave behind for others. So that's at the McRosty Art Center. I also want to mention if folks are taking, you know, an excursion, maybe you're on a staycation and you want to get away just for the day, the Walker Art Center, in addition to having, you know, obviously an amazing collection and some excellent exhibitions, has their mini golf course open. So this is a fun way to engage with art, but sort of on a very summer level. So they have 10 artists they commissioned 10 artists to create 10 holes. And they're, you know, you think about artists being very serious sometimes, but these mini golf holes, each one is hysterical. They have one, guess what, chicken putt. They have one called Let's Be Frank, and it's just this wonderful hot dog, and you have to putt your way through French fries. They have one that's Be a Sculpture, so you actually have to, there's footprints, and you have to have your one of your competitors stand and be a sculpture, and then you putt the way through. It's a really fun way to engage with what three-dimensional design can be. So definitely get down to check out the Walker Art Center and their mini golf course if you need a little bit of a trip from afar.
Now, that sounds absolutely fantastic. For some weird reason, in my family, we all loved mini golf, and some of the happiest summertime memories are of the four of us playing mini golf and just laughing so hysterically that we could hardly stand up. So
exactly.
And here's the Walker handing us something even better to kind of get that hysterical laugh till your face cramps thing going.
They're priming the hysterical laughter pump.
I love that. There needs to be more priming of the hysterical laughter pump, I think.
Annie, absolutely.
Thanks a gazillion for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan joins us every Monday as our host for Where's Art, right here on 103.3 KUMD.